Penguin Random House Audio presents Wined and Died in New Orleans by Ellen Byron. Read for you by Amy Melissa Bentley. To the amazing and indefatigable bloggers and reviewers whose passion for the mystery genre, and particularly the cozy subgenre, provides priceless support, you have no idea how much your enthusiasm and encouragement mean to me. Cast of characters. The staff at Bon V Culinary House Museum. Miracle, Ricky, Fleur de Lis, James Diaz. Proprietor, Miss V's Vintage Cookbook and Kitchenware Shop at Bon V. Zella Batiste, artist and cafe manager, also works at Pelli Deli, her family's business. Lila Brandt, executive director. Eugenia Charbonnet Felice, president of the Bon V Foundation Board, niece of the late owner of Bon V, Genevieve Charbonnet. Theo Charbonnet, Eugenia's nephew and self-titled director of community relations. Cookie Yonover, recovering children's librarian, now working at Bon V as the director of educational programming. Iris Randowski, annoying tour guide. Virgil Morel, former executive chef at Charbonnet's restaurant, current cooking world hottie. Mordant, haunted history tour guide and Bon V handyman. Darius, groundskeeper. Law enforcement. Nina Rodriguez, detective. Samuel Gerard, detective. Assorted others. Jean-Louis Charbonnet, distant French cousin. Gary Charbonnet Hody, another cousin, from the Panhandle Charbonnets. Blessed Charbonnet Van Deventer, yet another cousin from the Dallas Charbonnets. Carissa Van Deventer, Blessed's daughter and Virgil's personal assistant. Hugo Charbonnet, cousin and co-owner, Charbonnet's restaurant, brother of Ralph. Ralph Charbonnet, cousin and co-owner, Charbonnet's restaurant, brother of Hugo. Avril Lenoir Gold, Charbonnet's executive chef. Wilder Gold, Avril's husband, Charbonnet's general manager. Lane Marcus, wine expert and auctioneer. Chapter 1. Ricky's heart hammered as she glanced at the ominous black clouds hovering over New Orleans from the front window of her shotgun cottage home. She took a deep breath, then used masking tape to make X's on the window panes of the living room's large front window. She grunted as she hefted a mattress onto the top of the room's couch and positioned it over the taped window. "We're safe now," Ricky assured her dogs, a German Shepherd mix and a Chihuahua mix, who were watching her with curiosity. "Even if the hurricane sends stuff crashing into the windows, they'll break, but they won't shatter into a million pieces. And the mattress will keep everything from flying inside." A violent clap of thunder shook the house. Ricky cried out. Princess and Thor, the Shepherd and Chihuahua, barked at it. "I choose to feel calm. I choose positive and nurturing thoughts." Ricky repeated the mantra over and over to herself. She'd been saying it a lot lately. Seconds later, rain slammed the cottage roof with an almost deafening force. Ricky's phone sounded an alert, and she grabbed it. She read the message. "Hurricane watch canceled." "Seriously?" Ricky said with a frustrated groan. Someone tapped on the front door. She opened it to see her friend Zella standing on the steps under the old home's overhang, casually swinging an umbrella from a strap hooked to her index finger. "You get the alert? Watch is canceled." "I know. Again." In the 2 months since Ricky had moved back to the Big Easy, her childhood home, she'd endured 3 hurricane false alarms. Another boom of thunder made Ricky jump. A lightning bolt lit the sky. No hurricane, huh? What do you call this? She gestured to the clouds above, which were currently operating as faucets in the sky. Weather, California girl. Zella grinned, creasing the cloud and lightning bolt she'd painted on her cheeks. A quirky artist, she liked to use herself as a canvas. Zella's support jobs included working at the family business, Pelly Deli, and running the cafe at Bon V Culinary House Museum. Bon V was also Ricky's place of business. Ricky had realized a dream and opened Miss V's vintage cookbook and kitchenware shop, which served as a unique gift shop for the museum. The shop name was an homage to the nickname of Bon V's late owner, Genevieve V. Charbonnet. You ready to go? Zella asked. Yes. Ricky bent down and planted a kiss on the head of each dog. Love you, babies. Try not to play outside, okay? She straightened up. The doggy door is a lifesaver, but they turn this place into a muddy mosh pit. Ricky peered over Zella's shoulder. That's a lot of rain. It's New Orleans. There's always a lot of rain. I know, but are you positive the house won't flood? Zella gave her a look. Girl, the Irish Channel neighborhood is the Himalayas of the city. It's practically the only part that's above sea level. Just by a few feet, but still. If Katrina didn't get this neighborhood, nothing will. Stop worrying and let's go. Yes, ma'am. And you'll be proud of me. I dressed for the weather. Ricky had recently begun working more vintage outfits into her California casual wardrobe. She struck a pose, showing off an early 2000s long-sleeve yellow crop top, matched with a 1970s skort in a cheery daisy pattern. She lifted a foot, revealing rubber jelly shoes circa mid-1980s. In another homage to the 1980s, she'd used a scrunchie to corral her mass of light brown curls into a high ponytail. Shoes I can get wet, a skort so I don't have to worry about pant legs dragging in puddles, and long sleeves to keep me warm in the air conditioning. I will never get why everyone here expects an indoor temperature that could cause frostbite. A few more summers of our huge humidity, and you'll be dialing down your own thermostat. Now come on, allons-y. Zella dashed to her car, a once nondescript sedan now sporting a riot of painted flowers, courtesy of her own handiwork. Ricky grabbed an umbrella from the side table next to the couch and followed her friend. She jumped into the car. There was a deafening crack of thunder, then the sound of something exploding. Sparks and flames shot into the sky a few blocks ahead. Ricky gasped. Oh no, what happened? It looks bad. Relax, a transformer blew. You get used to it. Ricky heard the sound of a siren. Or not, she thought, her eyes on the flames. By the time Ricky and Zella reached Bon V, the rain had stopped and the clouds had moved on to bother another region of the southeast. Ricky parked in the tiny patch of gravel and crushed oyster shells that served as the employee parking area. She and Zella exited the car and tromped through wet grass toward their respective locations. For Zella, the outdoor pavilion that served as Bon V's cafe. For Ricky, the estate's lovely former ladies' parlor now housing her shop. Eugenia Felice, president of the nonprofit board that governed Bon V, strode past them, a preoccupied expression on her face. Morning, Eugenia, Ricky called to the older woman, who also happened to be the niece of the late Genevieve Charbonnet, and the brains behind turning the home of the legendary restaurateur into a house museum dedicated to the culinary arts. Eugenia paused. She seemed thrown by Ricky's greeting. With a lineage reaching back to the founding of Louisiana on one side of her family and the mid-1800s on the other, Eugenia carried herself with a grace and dignity born of a lifetime spent in the upper echelons of New Orleans society. But lately, Ricky had noticed a change in her. Eugenia patted down an imaginary loose hair from her perfectly qual-
Sample complete. Ready to continue?